Carmen Navar is a multimedia artist whose mission is to create peace and beauty in a stress-filled world. She'll be leading a drawing demonstration at tomorrow's El Paso Art Association's general meeting. Today, my guest is artist Carmen Navar.
Welcome. Oh, thank you so much, Marina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I am so excited that you're here. You got here. We have a whole display of art.
Thank you.
And lots to talk about.
Yes, the arts, very important topic in today's world.
So speaking of the arts, I mean, you were talking about how for you it's really, really important to get the word out, and that's why you're a part of this association.
Yes.
And why you're leading this workshop.
Yes, yes.
So it seems like you don't discriminate when it comes to materials.
No.
You've got a little bit of everything going on.
Yes,
and even in your workshop, I saw that it says, bring whatever your muse tells you to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, open-ended.
So just show up with whatever materials you've got.
Yeah. Because some people think we can only do this, we can only do that, and they bind their own thinking. And I believe that we're co-creators with God. And with God, the idea, not so necessarily as a religious God, even if I believe in that process, but as a good, orderly direction. And the thing is to listen to those cues that everybody has a part of that spark of divinity inside of them. And so that's why I'm so big on the arts. And by arts, not only the visual arts, I'm talking about dancing, cooking, hair, makeup, gardening, any creative endeavor that helps feed the soul.
Outlets, too. I mean, you talk about feeding, but it's also a way to get it all out.
To get it all out and to give back beauty to the world. I think that we are the antidote to all the violence and insanity that's out in the world because we create wonderful stuff for people.
Now, Carmen, let me ask you. You've had some big adversities in your life. You had a house fire.
I like to call them challenges.
Challenges. A house fire.
Yeah.
Cancer. And we look at your art and it's so vibrant and alive. How did that come out of you from those?
It has to do with my philosophy of life. Those valleys are where the biggest spiritual growth happens because you can't have the light without the darkness. And so my philosophy has been that in those periods, those challenging periods of my life, the growth is happening. I'm crying like crazy. And so the thing is to go through those experiences and realizing that it's being done for me. And the thing is to not stay in there. And I use the arts as part of that process to help pull me out back into the light. And it's just up and down, because it's just like the tides.
And has art always been your outlet for that?
Creativity has always been, because I was a cake maker. I mean, I've done so many things. My first degree is in design, and I entered that right after the divorce because I said, oh, my God, what can I do with my life? And I said, I know, I can sew. So I went and got my first degree in merchandising and designing, and I graduated valedictorian after having been flunked in art school when I was 18, but I wasn't ready.
Everything in its time, right?
Everything in its season, yes.
And speaking of, you've got another degree.
Yeah, in drawing, the very degree that they flunked me over. Then I decided, well, it's time to learn to really draw. And by drawing, I learned that it was drawing from the classical observational mode of thinking, because drawing is much, much more expansive. Thank God for the modernists of today, because my work is really about who I am. It's not about rules. It's about drawing myself out and using drawing as one of my processes.
Well, and that's the beauty of art. There's room for everyone.
There's room. Today, with postmodernism, there's room for everybody.
So you flunked drawing when you were 18.
Yes.
And now we don't have to say how old you are, but it
no, no, no. I'm 19-something.
Oh, all righty then.
19-something.
All right, 19-something. Was there a period where you thought, you know what, I'm not going to draw, I'm going to do something else, and then came back to it? Or
the thinking at 18 was if I couldn't do it a certain way, then I was just not good at it. And today's thinking is that if I apply myself and learn the skills and develop the skills and keep practicing, then I can get good at something. And because of right brain thinking, thank God for Betty Edwards that said there's another way to think outside the box, I actually excelled at math, where I had also been flunked. Well, I came out with straight A's.
So you just stick with it and...
You stick with it and drawing and learning to think from the right side of the brain where all imagination happens is where I learned to think differently about myself and my world, and consequently the drawing followed suit.
So that must make you a compassionate teacher.
Yes, and understanding. And I build my people up and I teach two special needs young men. And it's been interesting watching one of them, how he draws now, being with me for 6 years. He believes he's a full-fledged artist. And it's just amazing to watch when people apply themselves and believe they can.
So you'll be teaching a class. How long is your workshop going to be after this?
I'm hoping to build a workshop after the demo. The demo will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Art Junction, 500 East Paisano.
Okay.
And then after that, for interested students that are having difficulty or don't believe in themselves, because I really believe the arts help build up self-esteem. I'm big on self-esteem, using the arts to build self-esteem. Then I'm hoping that we can build a workshop out of that. And then I can help create more artists and more wannabe. And my student that I had for 6 years now is wanting to be an art teacher in the state of Washington. She's gone to study art to be an art teacher. And she came to me totally broken from a divorced family. And I said, you just stay drawing and don't you worry. We'll draw that stepmother that was mean to you this morning.
Just get it all out.
Get it all out. And so I remember she drew with this woman. I said, that's really, really good. So that was very, very healthy for her. And so now she wants to do the same thing.
You're setting a good example. There is a lot to be said for, even if it's not intentional, but art therapy.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And I'll tell you, Hal Marcus in the early days was so influential. I cannot say enough or thank him enough, because he said, Carmen, I think you're crazy enough to teach my kids. And so why don't you come here and start teaching? And it's like, you think I can now? He said, oh, yeah. And so here I am all these years later. And then I had another wonderful teacher, Terry Bauer from the university. And she said, Carmen, you just draw from that place that you come from. And now those shows are in museums. I'm having 3 museum shows right now. So it's like, the arts and the process is fabulous. And that's what I want to teach.
And where are your shows? Where are you showing?
Right now, there's one at the Biennial in Las Cruces. And I sent them the weirdest work I could find. And they liked it. And I said, oh, my God. And then I sent another one to the Farmington Museum, Gateway to the Imagination. They accepted. Another of those places that I draw from. And the other one is at the International Museum of Art, which now has a new director, by the way. So hopefully we're going to keep that deal going, because it's a good venue for showing local art.
Well, and the more places that we have to display that, the better. I mean, there's so much talent in this
town.
There's
so much talent. And you know, who are the richest people in the world?
Who would that be?
The ones in the cemetery, because they died with their gold inside. I'm not going to be one of them.
It's all out there. You can all see it.
Yeah.
So, Carmen, when people go to this El Paso Art Association General Meeting, will you have your work on display too?
I'm going to have some of my pieces on display, and then I'm going to give them paper and pencils. So I want them to just be making marks while I'm talking, to see if maybe I can help them see something about themselves and just that mark making and some of the little exercises that I teach my own students, that they will be able to use them for themselves to help open them up.
When you start a piece, is there an intention, or do you just see where it takes you?
I usually have an idea sometimes, and sometimes it's just letting my muses just absolutely talk, like the lollipop woman. It was like one of my new painting teachers, Roya, at the university also said, Carmen, just start painting from that place of yours. And so I did, and I've now incorporated more of my abstract work back again, because I'd left it for a while to just focus strictly on drawing. And now, 6 years later, it's all come back. And I'm continuing honing my skills. I'll be going to printmaking and more painting at the university as I figure out my next step.
So just keep picking up methods. Because I see ceramics, too.
That was a sculpture. That was just done out of my own creativity. The opportunity is there. The show was there. And I just put all my little broken pieces together and came out with this piece.
So we've got drawing, we've got 3D.
Yes.
And all the materials. I see you incorporate wax.
Wax, Prismacolor, graphite, watercolor, oil, acrylic, and anything else I can come up with.
And we encourage your students, whoever decides to come to this workshop tomorrow, bring whatever you got. Bring the kitchen sink.
Well, I want them to bring the kitchen ideas.
Yes.
Yes. And then when we do the workshop, God willing, we'll get a workshop out of this. We'll say, bring the kitchen sink and let's see what we can do.
So bring your kitchen ideas.
Bring your open ideas, your kitchen ideas, because also I'm a very good cook. And I said, you can cook, you can paint, or you can draw, you can create. Anybody that can create can do anything. It's a skill that goes across genre.
So we're going to get cooking with painting
with
or
painting,
drawing.
Or cooking utensils to paint and draw and scrape.
Tomorrow with Carmen at the El Paso Art Association. She'll be giving a workshop and a talk. And that's going to be at the Art Junction at 500 Paisano.
Yeah, East Paisano at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday.
Bring an open mind. Bring your materials. Bring your ideas. And
come
hang out.
And a sketchbook if possible.
A sketchbook would be important,
All
yes.
my students have to have sketchbooks.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
My guest today has been Carmen Navar. She's going to be giving a drawing workshop tomorrow at the Crossland Gallery at 2 o'clock. That's at 500 East Paisano.